Hi, this is Daniel Johnston from the Readers and Writers Paradise, and this is the Readers and Writers Paradise Podcast, episode number 7. Readers and Writers Paradise Podcast, book reviews for kids you can trust. Hi everyone, thank you so much for listening to the Readers and Writers Paradise Podcast. I really, really appreciate it. I can't believe it's already the 7th episode. That's just, like, crazy. But, yeah, I still haven't been able to get a guest on. I'm working with a couple people, Iron Man Carl, and some other people who I'm trying to get on the show. So stay tuned for that. Sorry it's been so long since we've had a special guest on. I'd really like to have it, so working hard to get some more people on. Today, though, I'm going to be talking about the series How I Survived Middle School by Nancy Kralik. Now, the middle school survival series, or How I Survived Middle School, whichever you want to call it, is a series written for middle school girls, and it talks a lot about some of the different vicissitudes of middle school, but it also offers solutions and talks about ways that you can overcome it, and mainly the ways are through friendship. So I really love these books. There are 12 in the series. Unfortunately, the author stopped writing them, which I was pretty disappointed about, but they're still very good, and they were written pretty recently too, so they're good for modern people. So let me tell you a little bit more about it. So I guess you might be wondering why I really like the middle school survival series, even though I'm a boy and it's written for girls as well. I think I just happened to stumble upon one of the books one day, and I just loved it because the characters are done so well, and it's very realistic as to how people actually are, and it's very suspenseful too, and you actually care a lot about the characters and you want to see what happens. So I find this a really powerful series. So in the first book, Kenny, Get, and Neff and Lunch were introduced to Jenny. So she's the narrator of all the books and the main character. So it's written in first person. And Jenny is returning to school, Joyce Kilmore Middle School, after being away at summer camp for the summer. So she's really excited to go to middle school. She's in sixth grade, so she's just going. And she's really excited to see her good friend, Addie. Now, unfortunately, Addie is not exactly her best friend anymore. They were BFFs for years, since forever. But all of a sudden, Addie's joined a new group of kids known as the Pops, the popular kids, you know, the ones who are the always criticizing everyone, who think they're the best, those girls. And so Jenny tries to get into their group, but she completely fails, and she ends up, that's why the book's called Can You Get Enough and Lunch, because she doesn't have any friends, so she ends up eating lunch in either in the bathroom or the phone booth most days. So yeah, eventually though, obviously Jenny meets some friends, there's some really nice people, and she gets some new friends, and starts doing really well with them, and they talk about how, yeah, they're the Pops, but who cares, like, we have our own fun, and she finds a really good group. So I think that's a good message too, because I know some kids who are super obsessed with being popular, but these books are like, no, what's important is the friendships. And the series continues on like this. There's Chloe, who's the girl who introduced Jenny to her new friend group, and she's really loud, outspoken. She's an actress, and She's really nice. So then there's Mark, and he's in seventh grade, so he's like cool. He's old. He's a year older than the rest of them, but he's really into film and wants to make movies. And then there's Liza, I think, who is unfortunately has like a learning disability or whatever, but she's really shy, but she's also really nice. And then there's Rachel and Felicia, and they were originally Jenny's friends even when she was friends with Addie, and they joined the friend group when on Jenny's invitation. So I can't remember who it is. Is it Rachel or Felicia? Is a really great basketball player, and then the other one is the girlfriend of Josh, and they're really in love, and I think that it is Felicia who's Josh's girlfriend, and then Rachel is the basketball player, I believe, but it doesn't really matter either way. Josh is a sixth grader and he's super smart, and he's also really into Felicia, so yeah. And then let's see, I think that's pretty much everyone, and then of course the Pops also, there's some more people in their group, but yeah, so the series just continues with these characters. There are a lot of great things in here. For example, Jenny running against Addie for class president, and of course everyone gets really into the campaign, but it's not so easy because people believe that Josh is secretly spying for Addie and the Pops. So that causes some problems, but we get to see all the drama and problems with friendships that happens in the election and how they resolve it, and then someone decides to start a gossip column that's really hurtful, and it's anonymous, and so that obviously creates a huge amount of problems, but they're able to work it out, and then oh yeah, then there's a new girl too who comes into their group from Britain, and she originally is part of the Pops, but then Addie kicks her out. So yeah, and we talk about her coming into the group, and she's really cool because she has a British accent and is really nice and everything. And then we see like people accusing Liza of cheating on a test. Sorry about that. But yeah, so people accuse Liza of cheating on a test because they don't think it's possible for her to have done that well with her learning disabilities. And so the whole friend group has to think about that. Did she do it? Did she not? And then, yeah, there are all kinds of things like that. Like, just, yeah, different things in friendships, relationships, who to trust, what to do when problems happen, how to make friends and keep them and stay away from the wrong people. So it's really, really good because, and the books are really short, so you'll just speed through them. But I feel like it's a really good thing to learn in middle school because, one, not only are these books, they're books and they're really good literature and they're interesting and people are going to want to read them. They also teach a lot of really, really good lessons about in middle school. You know, it's realistic. This series isn't like dystopian or anything. It's not like unrealistic. It's not distant like I feel some middle school books are that are written in the third person. This series is written by, it's at least it seems like, by a real middle school girl, about real middle school girls, about real middle school problems, and they handle it maturely for the most part. And when they don't, they deal with it. So yeah, the slogan for this series is actually, I'm telling you, you can't make this stuff up. Because, yeah, the series is really realistic. And that's what I like about it, that that it paints a realistic picture of middle school too. And also for people, for girls going into middle school, this series is really good. Another really good part of the series too is that it has quizzes. So in the books, it talks about middleschoolsurvival.com, which is an actual website. It used to be active, but unfortunately the author Nancy Kralik stopped writing the books, as I said, but it still has like over 50 different quizzes. It talks about stuff like, how do you communicate? Is your friend a good friend? Are you ready for middle school? All kinds of different fun quizzes, which is really fun. So the quizzes are a great part of it too. And yeah, so for middle school girls, probably like 5th to 7th grade especially, I think the series is really, really good, and I think they'll just love it. So thanks for listening to this podcast. I really appreciate it. I just want to let you guys know about this series, and yeah, I'll try to get a guest on here as soon as possible. But until then, you can check out my website, especially check out some of the stories I've written. Eric from This Kid Reviews Books was very kind to feature one of my short stories that I've written on his website. And so that post now has, let me see, the post has 56 comments right now. So really popular. Everyone's been so nice. So thank you so much, people. It really inspires me to hear all you guys saying such nice things about my stories. So check that out at thiskidreviewsbooks.com, and then also, yeah, just stay tuned for the next episode, and check out my website, readersandwritersparadise.com. See ya!